Hey everybody, this is Roy Richardson, a Tech Troublemaker, and wow, here we are. It's Thanksgiving week as I'm recording this, or actually I'm live. Will Santa be watching? Yes, I'm going to post my Christmas list later, so Santa, I hope you're watching because I want to make this very clear. This is the stuff I want, yeah. So, mommy got out there, hit right there, got front seats today. That's exciting. Will Santa be watching? Yes. Yes, there will be a Christmas list at the end. So Santa, if you're watching today, please watch. This is going to be a great episode. I'm going to talk about the equipment I bought and the equipment that if I did it all over again, that I would be buying if I were doing this all over again. And, you know, over time, who knows, I may do it all over again, you know? There you go. It's just, that's how life is sometimes. You just start over. So I'm going to go, we're going to go straight to the boards and I'm going to show you. So here, let's do this. So here we are. This is my YouTube adventure and what I would buy if I start all over again on YouTube. And so I'm going to talk about stuff I've bought and talk about the stuff I would buy. So first of all, I just want to say this is my 100th YouTube video. I know it's Thanksgiving week and I want to say I am so thankful to everyone who watches my live streams live, and I want to say I am so thankful to you guys who are watching on replay. So thank you so much for watching my show and watching my recorded videos and watching my live streams. Thank you so much. This is the 100th YouTube video on my channel, so woohoo! I'm going to stick around. I'm going to do at least 300 videos, so stick around for that. Next up, if you're watching the replay, leave a comment. Tell me what is your favorite thing about Thanksgiving. And you guys are out there on chat. I want to see what your favorite thing about Thanksgiving is. And we'll talk a little bit later and I'll share those things out there. So here it is. Please leave a comment. Ask a question for you folks that are watching on replay. So definitely. And hit that like button. YouTube loves it when you hit the like button. And I love it when you hit the like button. I completely love it because it says, hey, you like what I'm doing, you know, and you want to support me. So definitely, yeah. Oops, let's go back one screen. There we go. So, and then here's the weird thing. 91% of you guys that watch this are not subscribed. You must like me enough to watch this, so hit that subscribe button. Let me know, hey, you're doing some good stuff. I really want to get to 500 subscribers by January 1st so we can open up that community tab on this YouTube channel so that you and I can interact even more, because that is my favorite part, is interacting with the folks that are watching this channel. And so that would definitely be a big help. So hey, just saying, I want something to do that. That's my Christmas wish. Subscribe, like my channel, and leave some comments. Okay, so when I started out with a Blue Yeti mic. And believe it or not, I still have that same Blue Yeti mic. Now, the thing is that Logitech bought Blue Yeti. And if you were to try to buy the same mic again, it would cost a lot more because they actually took the Blue Yeti and kind of dumbed it down. So, a lot of folks don't have a lot of street cred for the Blue Yeti. But the Blue Yeti is awesome. I love this mic. So, yeah. And then I started with a Logitech C920 camera. Yeah, here it is. Of course, that's a horrible picture of that one, but here it is. This is it. Obviously, my desk is dusty. I need to clean it. I use lots of curtains. My wife will tell you I bought so many different colors of curtains. This is me. This is a really early video. I've thinned out a little bit. But, you know, if I don't hurry up, straighten up, I'm going to get back to that size. So I'm going to work on that right after Thanksgiving and Christmas. But this is a green screen, and so I did this video using a green screen. Wow, I love when that happens. All right. And then I started with a white screen. So I've got a bunch of videos that I did where I was using a white screen. And then I went to a black screen on several series. I just couldn't figure out what worked. And then I went insane one weekend and said, I'm going to paint that wall. And I go to my nearest hardware store and I buy the color Cosmic Blue. And that's my color. I'm just saying, that is my color. So, yep. Da-da-da-da. I'm going to press the button. Let's see what happens. All right, so there we go. I want to just share some of the comments out there. my wife has asked that I not start the channel over. Okay. And then Mommy Guy Lala, let's support Roy's house. Lala is awesome. Lala is amazing. And the group, the mastermind group that I'm in with her, just such incredible folks. Donna says her favorite part about Thanksgiving is cooking a huge meal with my husband. I have a blessed up. We get in the kitchen for Thanksgiving and cook the turkey and all the desserts and all the fixings together. And it is just such an amazing, amazing fun time. I just love doing that. Lala saying hi to my wife there. And yeah, Lala started with a webcam. And before that, she used a built-in camera in her MacBook Pro. I mean, you just start. If you got a cell phones have incredible cameras. You just start. But more on that later. So back to the boards. All right. And then I'm going to show you a video. It's painful. But this video is back when I was in Lita, the Lita Challenge. And I did a recap video that kind of showed like all the videos that I had done. And so here is movie time. Hey, this is Roy Richardson, and
your friendly neighborhood.
This is day 30 of the Lita Challenge, and I thought probably what was cool, if I could do it, was play the day one video and kind of have a reaction to it. So let's see.
Tech Troublemaker.
And I joined this challenge because I really want to be active on YouTube, posting videos.
So I've posted 3 times
and
since I joined the Lita Challenge.
I have a hard time getting focused.
Doing lots.
And I get hung up on the tech and I get hung up on things having to be perfect.
And I've gotten over that.
You can just
things do not have to be perfect.
Your cell phone and
so,
just get it out there.
I'm better.
I've been buying junk to try to build my own studio. And it's just kind of been a long evolution to the point where I think my hobby is collecting gear in order to start a YouTube channel as opposed to actually starting a YouTube channel.
And so I'm really hoping putting content on my YouTube channel
helps me overcome my need to be perfect and that I relax and this challenge inspires me to
get and I focused. Have
so there it goes. That was basically a video I did when I was doing the Lita Challenge. I was live every day in April. And that was kind of, I had to do a video every day for 30 days. And I went back and recapped. And the background video was my first video in the Lita Challenge. And that video is what started me on my live streaming journey. Because before that, I had posted videos periodically. And I didn't do that many out there. Now, so I said, oh, I've got to slowly upgrade. So here's the part where I was collecting gear. So I got a newer 18-inch ring light. And I said, oh, yeah, okay. So I got a ring light, and that's how I started with that. And then I upgraded Christmas of 2020. I've got the newer RGB 660 lights that come with app control, Bluetooth to your phone, and I used that. And let's see. Then, so they come with these big stands, which I had behind my desk, but they were a trip hazard. So finally, I bought these mounts, and I took the lights and put them on my desk. And but the issue is that the lights were too bright. I had a glare. I never could get it fixed. I couldn't dim them enough. And so I wound up buying soft boxes for the RGB lights. Now, I bought a newer for one of them, and then I bought another brand for the other, and the other brand did not like that at all. But the newer, if you have the 660s, the newer version of the softbox is so much better. And then I bought a Stream Deck. I bought the 15-key Stream Deck. So I use that when you see me change around scenes. I'm using the Stream Deck. I didn't even talk about my software journey, but And then I bought Final Cut Pro. By the way, the education discount rocks. I teach part-time, so I was able to use my, you know, college address to be able to get Final Cut Pro for a great price. But then my early 13-inch, my 13-inch early 2015 MacBook Pro wouldn't do it. It would take hours to render the shortest of videos. So I'm talking to my wife. I need a better computer so I can do videos. So this was probably the most insane thing I bought, but it has been phenomenal. I love the M1 Max. They are just phenomenal. It does such a great job of editing and rendering video. So just amazing. And then Macs never have enough ports. So I bought a CalDigit Thunderbolt 4 Element Hub, and that's been great. I got it way less than that price you see right there, by the way, though. And Black Friday's coming up, so hopefully you, too, can find good deals on stuff. And then, finally, this was the thing that made me the happiest. I upgraded my camera. So I got a Sony ZV-E10 and a Sigma 16mm 1.4 lens, and it's been phenomenal. If I look clear right now, it's because of that and the lens. This is what I'm using for my setup, and it does give just a little bit of a bokeh effect or the blur effect in the background, which I love that. So anyway, and if you sign a release form promising not to tell my wife how much this hobby cost, I will share with you how much I've spent to do YouTube, but you have to sign a release form before I will give you that information. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. Anyway, let's go say hi to some more folks. First of all, let's see. Donna says, hey, Lala, happy Thanksgiving. Hey, Ruth, how are you? Hopefully you are having a great time on your vacation. I'm wondering what, I guess there's lots of pineapple and a Hawaiian Thanksgiving. I'm just guessing. Anyway. We don't have Thanksgiving. It'd be a nice experience that, you know, Lala, you can just have a period of being thankful and having family together if COVID allows and sharing a meal together and call it whatever you want. Some people call it Friendsgiving, that if they don't want to celebrate the Thanksgiving. And so, yeah, it's awesome. And then Mommy says hi to Ruth. And then Donna says hi to Ruth. Yeah, Donnie, so I'm used to seeing your videos to make it easier for you. The distance technology is amazing. It's incredible how many friends I have now that are scattered all over the world. And then, yeah, Lala says she loves seeing the festivities during Thanksgiving on our side of the world. So, yeah. And Lala says, let's ask Donna to leave before you show how much you spent thus far. Yes, it's... Now, I went all the way back to the original because I've had the Blue Yeti mic forever, but I considered that was part of my journey, and I've used it for podcasting, that type of thing. But now, I want to talk about what I would do different if I did this different. So, if I had to do it all again, I would buy the Elgato Stream Deck XL. It seems insane, but 15 buttons on the Stream Deck have not been enough, so 32 would definitely be better. Yikes. By the way, Dell has this on sale right now, by the way. So if you're going Black Friday shopping, Dell has this on sale almost right at $200. I'm not in the market right now. I'm all spent out. I'm just going to make everything I have work. I know my wife wants to hear that probably. Next, the Elgato lights. So the app control on the newer lights have been a pain. So I finally just set them the way I liked them and left them there, but I can't use any of the cool effects. I wound up staying just with white light. These have the capability to do bunches of colors. In hindsight, I probably should have done the bi-color lights instead. But so if I had to do it again, I'd buy two of the Elgato Key Light Air and stand them up on the corners of my desk. That's what I would do. That's if I had to do it all over again. Oops, I think I went too many. The Sony camera, ZV-10, that is the exact thing. I would buy the exact camera again. I just love this camera. is fantastic. I love that it has interchangeable lenses. I haven't really, because I keep it mounted all the time, I don't really have a reason to change up the lenses. But if I did want to go outside, I throw on the other lens, the kit lens that came with it. Took it to the zoo. It took really good pictures when I was trying to learn how to use it. And so, yeah, this, I would totally do the Sony camera again. It's been a great investment. The Elgato retractable screen. So, I don't need green screen very often. When I first started YouTube, the madness of green screen, I wanted to do green screen because I didn't want to show my background. But now, like, I'm very proud of the background I have. But this right here, you can pull it out of the closet, put it right behind you, lift it up, use it, do what you need for what little bit of green screen you may need to do, and then retract it and put it away. I do have a newer pull-down screen, but because it's on the wall, I am just a hair not close enough for my light to be perfect, so it would require me to buy another light, which at this time, I just don't want to do, so I'm just going to say, you know what, no green screen for now. But buying, you get, green screen takes a lot of light. You would have, it just blows your mind what it takes to make sure it doesn't look fuzzy on the edges. It's just crazy. You know, here in a minute, I'll show you a quick demo of what it looks like, but yeah. And then this is my dream microphone, is the Shure MV7 USB microphone. This one's shown with a tripod, but the software that comes with the Shure mic is really amazing because I can work more, do some sound conditioning, kind of give me more of a podcaster sound, which is what I want. And yeah, you know, that's what I like. And, you know, these are the things, and so that's kind of stuff that I'm looking to do. Now, Lala's got some thoughts. Let's see what Lala says. Lala says hi. Kidding aside, I'm sure. Actually, my wife is amazing about my YouTube obsession, though she does have to scold me at times and tell me, just remember, YouTube is not the only thing in the world that exists. It is true. It is true. You can let YouTube become an idol. Not a good thing to do. Don't do that. And Lala says she agrees with my suggestions. Yes, you absolutely can. And Lala, I would love to be on your show. I would absolutely love. That would be so much fun. So, but I figured you had to get all the really amazing people first. And then when you got done, maybe I'd have a chance to be on your show because you ran out of guests. So, no. Lala, I would be honored to be on your show. That's really, if you want to do that, just reach out and let me know. You know how to reach me. We run in the same circles. Going back to the boards. So, you want to be a YouTuber? Just get out your phone. Go get a cheap lapel mic. You can get, if you got an iPhone, you can get a USB to Lightning adapter and get like the cheap USB lapel mic and plug it right in. And you might want to get you a light, maybe a tripod or something. You don't have to. Like for example, I have the Gobi here, which this is really cool. Not quite heavy enough for a mirrorless camera, but more than heavy enough. There are others that are cheaper that work just as well, but it was a Lightning deal one day, so it was cheaper than all of them. But, you know, put your camera in here, and then the cool thing is you can turn it into a selfie stick and just point it at yourself, or you can mount it around something and just start recording. You just got to go hit record. You do. You absolutely do. You got to hit that go live button and put the videos out there. You absolutely have to, because you just got to go make all the bad videos first so that you can make the good videos. There's so much to be learned from the whole process of making videos, just putting those out there. And, you know, hey, joining a bit late, but I'm glad I catch you. I did talk about my camera, but I don't mind talking again. The camera that I have is the Sony ZV-E10. This is a great camera. I really do love it. And I have the Sigma 16mm 1.4 lens. I would argue that my desk is a little too close to the wall. Because if it were back a little further, then the background would be blurred even more. But this thing has incredible zoom. So like, for example, hold something up. I mean, this is just an amazing camera. You know, if you had a lot of cameras, the zoom is really slow. And I must have agua. So anyway, definitely be reaching out. I definitely want to be on Lala's show. Her show is so amazing. I really do love it. It's really cool. And Lala says, hey, Hannah. Nice to see you here. Lala does not sleep. The other is Marcus. Well, maybe Marcus is sleeping because, for a change, Marcus is not on my show. So he must be sleeping. And that's good. He needs to. And then, yeah, most of the time you guys are like, I sleep. It's true, yeah. Yeah, no, if you are a Canon person, stick with Canon. The Canon M50 Mach II is a phenomenal camera for YouTubers. And, you know, it really is. It's a great camera, and there's so many lens options out there for it as well. You kind of pick a path, and this Sony, I got a little bit of a deal. And so it's been just a fantastic camera. Yeah, you got to look for the Black Friday sales and try to get you a deal. So anyway, next week's episode is 10 things I'm sure about live streaming. I have done a similar episode with Marcus on his channel. Next week, I'm going to do it here on my channel and talk about everything. Yeah, and I was going to go into great detail about my software. And I'm like, so I use Ecamm. I am a big fan of Ecamm. I have used OBS. If I had a Windows system, I would probably use OBS or vMix. vMix looks pretty awesome, but it does take a little heft on the computer. But they've had some really good deals on vMix. So if you're a Windows user, start with OBS. If you're a Mac user, you can do no better than Ecamm. At Ecamm, I have an affiliate link in my channel in the description for this episode. Ecamm absolutely is the best software. There is a Black Friday sale happening on Ecamm. And the code is Cyber2021 for Ecamm. So even if you don't use my affiliate link to go buy it, Cyber2021 is the code. Go out and get Ecamm if you're a Mac user. If you are a Windows user, learn how to do everything you can with OBS. Or look at, stream. Wow, suddenly can't think of things. But yes, I've looked at the other products out there people use with the web browser-based ones. And those are great because if you're not one of those people that wants to tweak everything like I do, I want to tweak everything about my setup. I want to make the overlays. I want to do everything. And StreamYard, that's what I was looking for. StreamYard is great for that. Just web-based, you just go. And then if you ever get where you want to stream to multiple locations at once, like Facebook and YouTube at the same time, then I think it does that as well. And, yep. I'm Windows learned to love OBS, but I was wondering if I should look. StreamYard, I do like StreamYard. I played around with it. I actually, funny enough, was invited to early beta when StreamYard came out, and I jumped on it, and I played around with it, and I thought it was really good. But then the pricing came out, and I'm like, oh, I don't really like that. But now they have much more competitive pricing plans, and I'm sure for Black Friday here in the United States, they're going to have some deals, and so you should definitely... definitely give that a look as well. Yes, I'm cheap. I want a deal. I want the price, man. Give me the Christmas special. I want the Black Friday, whatever the deal is. I want to save money. And so, funny enough, Ecamm, I bought Ecamm back when Ecamm was not a subscription. And then they came out with the Pro adding features. So I get a discount on the feature, adding the feature upgrade. Last year I got a big discount because I bought it on Black Friday and it was like, wow, it was great. So I'm looking for another deal. But anyway, but Ecamm, if you're a Mac user, just fantastic. OBS, I love OBS. I tried OBS and it would crash a lot, But it has so much more stability now, and it works great. And the fact it works on a Mac or a PC is fantastic. So, yeah. There you go. That's it for this episode. Like I said, next week's episode is 10 things I'm sure about live streaming revisited. I'm going to talk about things that I've learned along the way. And definitely, it sounds like I need to definitely have an episode where I emphasize on the software. So I use Canva to do my, basically all my graphics on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. So all my thumbnails, though they're way bigger than a thumbnail, but they call them thumbnails. And so I used Canva for that. I do have the Pro Edition. And then for my music that you hear, that is Epidemic Sound. I have affiliate links for both those as well. I won't get rich if you use those links, but you do get a deal. You get like 30 days free and that type of thing. So feel free to use those links. I also have links to all the products that I talked about on this episode as well. But I do recommend Comparison Shop. Go find a deal. Get the best deal you can, because money you save, you can buy something else. But the biggest lesson I've learned is that you can buy cheap over and over again, or you can buy good once. So there are so many things I bought trying to get the cheapest way into something, whether it be lights or gadgets and that type of thing. And then what I found out is that I wound up not using those things because they didn't work well at all. And so finally I wound up having to spend the bigger money, and then I get the thing that works great. So you got to think of it that way. You know, save up. Wait till you have enough money to buy quality, because you can buy junk over and over and over again. But usually if you buy quality, you only have to buy it once. And that's my biggest takeaway there for that. Ta-da! Yes, deals, especially if we need it. All right. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that came by to watch. I thank you. And if you're watching on replay, I hope you had a very blessed Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for my family. I am thankful for all the people that hang out with us, just that come hang out on my channel. I am just thankful for them. I'm also thankful to the Online Video Mastermind group that has been so supportive to this. Thankful for LSP, the Live Stream Pros, which they are getting ready to have a big video kind of summit, virtual summit that's going to happen in January. And right now there's a discount for you to go to that. I've got an affiliate link for that as well out there. So thank you. Thank you so much. I hope everybody has a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, just go hug everybody in your family. Go give them all your friends. Just let them know you love them, that you appreciate them, that they mean so much to you in your life. And just be an encouraging person. There's so many people out there that are not encouraging. Why? Why does it feel like such a dark world? And if we just open our hearts and are encouraging the people and give them hugs and tell them how much they mean to us, it's just great. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming by. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week. And I'm signing off. Bye. Bye. Let's see. Let me bring out the snow. I got any snow here? Yeah. Gotta find my snow. No snow. I had a really cool graphic to do snow. I was going to put snow out there for you guys, but it doesn't want to show up. But anyway, bye. Thanks for watching. Bye. Thanks for watching. Night, everybody. Yay. All right. Lots of Thanksgiving wishes. Good night.
Listening to the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts on Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify.